Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalid. We are on Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Bey. There's just a few lines from the bottom from Amar Abaye. Today's Shir will learn Lezecha Nishmas Yachna Bas Avigdor, whose yahrzeit is today. Okay. Amar Vinosnin Alea Isplanis, right? That's on the bottom. So we can put on the Mila a bandage. Amar Abaye, Amar Li Aim. Abaye says, my matron, the person who raised Abaye, said to me, she always gave some medicinal advice. Ispalinsina de kulun kave, the bandage that works for all types of wounds. Shavine tarbo is seven portions of chelev, the chadakira, and one portion of wax. And they put that on the bandage, and that's the neosporin of the day. Rava Amar, Rava said that what you should do is kira vikalva. You should put wax and some sort of resin. It's called srach lavan, is how they define it. Drasha Rava Machosa. Rava made a drasha in Machosa, and in his drasha he revealed a certain refuah. So Karina b'nei Minyomi Asya. So the house of Minyomi, who are Asya. Asya is doctors. It's also a medical journal in Israel. Asya. But they are the doctors. They cried. They tore kriya because they gave away the trade secrets. Right. So Amar Lahu. It's like giving someone the prescription pad. So Amar Lahu. He said to them, "Don't worry. I left you Parnasa. Shafki l'chada. I left you over one medicine." The Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel said, "High mind the mashi ape. But only give tuva. Someone who washes their face and doesn't wipe it, wash their face appropriately, naktu le chaspenina, he'll get some sort of boils on his face, maite kante." So what's the medicine for it? The mishay tuba maite silka, you should wash his face with this beet juice. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch passes like this one. Shulchan Aruch in Simadal Sivchav passes like this, and there's a whole to-do about how can you pass like this. Don't we have... Don't we still not passing like Talmudic medicine? And this one he holds like, so that's an issue. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Lo shachak kamam erev Shabbos." Right, you're not allowed to grind the cumin on erev Shabbos. If you didn't grind the cumin on erev Shabbos, you shouldn't grind it on Shabbos even after the meal. What you should do is supposed to chew it. You should do it in some shinoi. Now the Gemaras are talking about grinding the cumin now on Yontif. So Tana Rabbanon, Devarim Shein Osin Lamid B'Shabbos. Things that you only may do on Shabbos for a meal with a shinoi. If you can do it on Shabbos with a shinoi, osin lo v'yontif. You can do it on yontif, just like you do it on regular. Just like you do it regularly. If you can do it with a shinoi on Shabbos, you can do it regularly on yontif. And what is that? Shochan la kimon v'tarf. Shochan la kimon. You can grind the cumin v'tarf la yain v'shemen, and you can mix the wine and the oil together. So amalei avaye l'Rav Yosef, ma'ishna kamon v'yontif. What's the reason why Kamun is mutter on yontif for the tzorach hamila, even if you could have done up an erev yontif? It must be is the chazi l'kadeira, because cumin itself is ra'oi to be used in the pad to be cooked on yontif. It's ochal nefesh on yontif. So therefore, if that's the case, if the reason why cumin you're allowed to grind cumin on yontif the mila is because cumin can be ground on yontif for the food. So yayin v'shemen chazi nami v'shabbos l'chol. Yayin v'shemen also should be permitted on Shabbos to mix together, because you can mix wine and shemen together on Shabbos for a chol. She'ein bo sakana. This chol she'ein bo sakana doesn't do anything. Talking about a chol she'ein bo sakana. This sign, you're in the following brisa. Ein tarfin v'yayin v'shemen l'chol v'yashabbos. You're not allowed to mix the wine and the shemen for a chol on Shabbos. Amar v'shemen ben Elazar v'shem Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, af tarfin yayin v'shemen. You may mix it. Amar Rav Shimon bar Elazar, so Rav Shimon bar Elazar says, "Pam achas chash Rebbe Meir b'Meyav." He had some stomach issues. We asked him to. We're going to mix up the wine and the shemen for him for his cure. So Amar Nalo, he's below Hinichanu, and he didn't let us. So Amar Nalo, we said to him, "What are you talking about? How could you not let us? Devarecha yibatul b'chayecha. Your halacha is going to become batal in your lifetime. And you said that you'll add to this. Now you're telling us that you're not." So Amrulan, who said to us, "Apo pishani omer kach," even though I say this and that you're allowed to, "b'chavrei omer kach," and my chavarim say that you're not allowed to, "miyamai lo mileini libi labro divrei chavarim." I don't go against the wishes of the majority of my friends, and I'm going to listen to them. So who knew the machmir nafshe? So you see that Rav Meir specifically was machmir on himself. Aval kulei alma, but for everybody else, shari, it's mutter. Okay, but it's only mutter according to Rav Meir. But I guess the point being is that we have a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. So why does our Stam Mishnah say that you're not allowed to mix the wine and the wine and the oil on Shabbos, when Rav Meir clearly says you are allowed to mix the wine and the oil on Shabbos? So he says, no, there's a difference. Hasam by the Cholosh Emosakana, lo boy leka. You don't have to do a vigorous mixture. So that's why it would be mutter in that instance. It's not a real mixture. But hacha, but for the ripoy, for the healing, the makav mila by licha, it has to be mixed very nicely, and we're not gonna permit that. We're not gonna permit that on Yontif. That's not what's permitted on Yontif.
What's the issue of making medicine?
I'm not sure whether it's making. I don't know what other malacha it would be. It's not lush because it's liquid. I'm not sure. I guess maybe it must be simon. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know what else it would be. So Hachanami, so Gemara says, wait a second, in the Mila, Navod Navid Vilolilach. Let him do it, but just don't do it vigorously.
Preparation for cooking.
That's what he says.
The rabbinic prohibition against mixing wine and oil because it resembles the preparation for cooking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he takes a bit.
It doesn't apply to sick person.
But if you mix it vigorously, it does apply. Alright, so Hachanami Navid Vilolilach, but the Mila also do it in a way that's not vigorous. So Gemara says, we are. That's why it says in the Mishnah, no sin zevif ne'asmo, zevif ne'asmo. That's the same. You put it together, you just don't mix it vigorously. That's how you do it. So that's what the Mishnah does say. So if you can't do it vigorously, but if you don't do it vigorously, then it's fine. Then it's okay to do it for the makla on the meal. Actually, this one should be stirred. Shaken.
Right.
Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We may not strain the mustard in the specific strainer that is used for mustards for mustard seeds. In other words, you want to separate the bad, I guess, because it's near the borer. It looks like borer. Toso says it's not really borer. Toso says miu borer lo have shagam hapsolus roi lachila. There's no ochel hapsolus. I mean, that's maybe. Subjectively, there is ochel psolus, but Tosha says this isn't really boer. Right? The Prima Gondon asked my question. He says that even though by breira you can have breira by two machalim, you can have boer by two machalim, the one that you don't like, black jelly beans or red jelly beans, they're both ochel. Right? Nevertheless, he says the subin and the chardal is better than two different mini achila. I don't know what that means. It's not, whatever the reason is, it's not considered borer. We still may not do it because it's nearer kiborer. The ain mamtikin oso bigacheles. You may not sweeten, I guess this is on yontif, right? You may not sweeten them with a coal on yontif. You can't put them on top of the hot coal on yontif. I guess that sweetens the taste. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef, my shna may hold this not. Why is this straining any different, which I guess we're saying we're not allowed to do on yontif, why is it any different from the following Mishnah that we're going to learn in a few days? Nosnin, on Shabbos, you can put a beitza up in misanena shel chardol. You can put an egg in the chardol strainer, and I guess the yolk drips out from it, and that's also something left on top, something left on bottom. I guess it looks like, why is that near a kiborer? So Amr Leh, Sir Joseph answers, Hassam, no, there, it's lo mechze kiborer, hacha mechze leborer. There, it's not mechzei mebor, I guess, because the whole thing doesn't drip down, I'm assuming. There's still stuff left over on top, so it doesn't look like you're totally separating. But here, when you're straining the mustard seeds, all the stuff stays on top, and it looks like borer. Okay. The ein mam tikin oso b'chelas, right? That's what the Brisa said. You can't sweeten the chardal with a coal on yontif. Batanya, but then we have another Brisa says mam tikin oso b'chelas. One Brisa says he can. So it's a steer in the Brisas. So no kasha kan. The Brisa says that you're allowed to sweeten it with the gacheles. That's b'gacheles shematechas. That's talking about where it's not it's just a leftover flame from a hot piece of metal. So even if you put out the metal, it doesn't become doesn't get a glow. It doesn't become a pecham, right? And that's not considered kiboy. But kan, the Brisa we talks about, you're not allowed to. That's b'gacheles shel eitz. It's different.
What's the problem with the other one?
So so the problem would be, most probably, I mean, there is a major machlokas we've shown him as to whether or not, we'll see it coming up, whether or not anything that you could have done before Yontif, right? If you could have done it before Yontif, can you do it on Yontif? Like, Ochel Nefesh is a heter on Yontif. So Shechita you can do on Yontif, because if you shech yesterday, at least in those times, it's not the same as sheching today. There are other items to sweeten, apparently, they say to sweeten the you could have done it yesterday. If you could have done it yesterday, they may not be a heter. It's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch also. So whether or not there's an issue about machshiri ochel nefesh, that most people say you can't. If you could have done it yesterday, you can't do it today. But ochel nefesh itself, possibility exists that maybe somebody that's going according to that sheet, that you can't do yesterday. That's a problem though, according to the Mind Amar, who says that right, because we have this machlokas about the people who say that you, even if you could do it yesterday, you can do it today. So what's the issue with them over here? So I saw in the Achronim that they say that because the way you do it here, you do so much, and you do so much, you're doing it for the next day as well, and therefore it's preparation for the Bishabbos that we call also. You have to come up with the issue. But I think if you go into the other Mind Amar, it's much easier. You could have done this yesterday, so why have you can't? You don't have the heder to do it today. Amar Leib Bailar of Yosef. Maishna, why is sweetening the chardel any different from with the gachelas? Any difference with bisra agumre, from you let him roast the meat on the gabi gachalim, even though the blood is going, the liquid is going to drip out and put out the flame. So Amrale, here's your answer. Hasam lo afshar, hacha afshar. There, by the meat on the gachalim, you can roast it on the Erev Yontif because it tastes better if you roast it today. But hacha afshar, by the chardel, you can sweeten it on Erev Yontif. Therefore, there was no heter to put it on the gachelas. But then you can come out with the problem with the malachas. Amrale, Abayi, Rav Yosef, mahu legabin. Can you make cheese on Yontif? Right? The problem with making cheese on Shabbos is an issue of bona. Right? So can you make cheese on Yontif? Amrale, Rav Yosef, aser. So I asked him, Maishna Milisha, why is it any different than Lisha, which you're allowed to do on Yontif? Because they're saying that Lisha is similar to, why is it any different than Lisha, which you're allowed to do Lush on Yontif? So Amalei, so Yosef answered, Hasam, by Lisha, lo Efsar. You can't knead with a K on Yontif, because the you're kneading for the purpose of the bread, and if you knead every Yontif and cook it the next day, it's not going to be as good. But hacha efsar, by making the cheese, you could do it yesterday. Tikmat Gemara says, wait a second. Ha'a mina harday, even in harday you say, gvina bas yoma ma'alya, that the cheese that's made today is better. So there is a difference in making it yesterday or making it today. So hacha ka'amri, this is really what Nahardai said. The afil gvina bas yoma alya. No, no, not only is, don't worry, one day old gvina is also good. Two day old gvina, ooh, that's even better. So you could have done it the day before, and you would have had, and therefore you don't have the heter to do it today. Okay? The Mishnah said, "Ein osin lachaluk." Right, you can't make this sort of bandage lechatchila, but you can put on the samtut. So now we're going to have a whole bunch of medical advice from the woman who raised Abaye. Amar Abaye, Amarli Aim. Right, she said, "Hai chaluk di yinuka." It's this sort of pocket. It's almost like that baby viewer that you put the baby in that you put on. No, she actually didn't put around the aver after the mila. Right, the idea is to prevent the skin from covering the corona again. Lafne l'sitra l'ale. You should fold it up in such a way so that the strings aren't exposed, because you're worried that the strings are going to attach to the wound and that's going to be painful. So lafne b'lisitra l'ale. Deal my midva garar minay. Maybe the strings va'asli l'krus shafla. I mean, you can do damage to the baby. Ema d'abayi avda kistisa l'valga. She used to sew. She was a baby nurse, they would come after her, she would sew these bandages, and she would make, I guess they had some sort of pocket, but she would fold to the outsides so that the strings on the outside would not stick to the wound. Amar Abaye, hayinuka de les le chaluk. Right, so you have this child that doesn't have the bandage, tzorach mina, laisi belisa de isle sifsa, you should get a rag that has some sort of hem, belichre le sifti le tasai, the ayif leli ilai, and then fold the hem inside, so you don't have any strings outside, and then the ayif leli ilai, and then fold it again, I guess, to the outside, fold it inside, and fold it outside, so I guess the strings are completely encased, and therefore you then put it on the wound. But you want to make sure that the strings don't grab on to the wound. But Amar Abaye, Amar Aim, she said, Hayinuka, this baby, delo yedia mapkite. I guess it's closed up, so it's closed up to the hole, so it doesn't have a place for it to go to the bathroom. The shaype mishcha b'shemen, so you should take some oil. The lokme lahade yoma, and leave it one day in the sun. The hecha the zig, and I guess rub it on the baby's bottom, and I guess where you can see a certain discoloration, you know that that's where the base ready is. You know that's where it's supposed to be. And then what you do, and then cut it over there with a barley seed, right? With something that's not so blunt, with something that's not so sharp. But don't do it with anything metallic, because that's going to cause, you know, extra bleeding. Amar Abaye, Amarli Aim, Hayinukadlo Mites, this tinok that I guess doesn't nurse, right? It's not nursing. So make a dekarpume, It must be because its lips are cold. It doesn't have the strength to nurse. So Maita Kante, shades of Moshe Rabbeinu here. What's the refuah? Laisu kaisei kumrei. You should take some hot coals. Velimki v'lahade pume. And put it near the mouth. Not on the mouth, but near the mouth. Warm the mouth area. Dechai and pume mayas. This way it'll warm up the mouth and it'll be able to nurse. What? Do not do this at all anymore. We don't do this at all anymore. But Amar Abaye, Amar Li'im. Hayin yuka delo min mishisei. So the Aruch says this means it's not urinating. Rashi says it's a certain type of breathing. So what do? Lintupei b'nafi minashte. You should wave a fan in front of it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Wave something in front of it, and then it'll turn to start breathing. Amar Abaye, Amar Li'im. Hayin yuka delo ma'ave. There's also another type, different type of breathing issue. Laisu silisa de'eme. You should bring, I guess you bring the placenta. They used to keep the placenta. We have cord blood now. I guess then they used to keep the placenta, right? And then you should spread it on its body, and then it's going to start breathing better. This baby was born really small, right? It's too small. Lysing the silt to the aim. You should bring the afterbirth, right? And spread it on him. Take it from the small side, but basically when you put it on the baby, take it from the short portion to the longer portion, indicating growth to the baby, right? And that's going to make it grow. The ialim of the baby is two is meuma lukuna. I guess if it's not, the baby's not healthy, then you do it the other way. From the wide side to the narrow side. V'amar Abaye, Amar Li'im, Hayanuka de Sumak. The baby comes out as red. The kati, what does that mean? The kati lo ibo li bedama. That means that the blood hasn't yet been absorbed into the skin. So lidruchu le adi lo idame bilimayil. Don't do bris milah yet. Wait till the color comes back. The yarok, and yarok in Talmudic times means yellow. So if it's yellow, right? V'kati lo nafal bedama. That means enough blood didn't get into it. So lidruchu adi nafal bedama. You should wait until the yellow goes away, and then you do the bris milah. Amr binasan, pam achas halaki lekarcheyam. One day I went to the distant area by the sea. Ubas isha achas lefanai shemala bin arishon umes sheni v'mes. So a woman came. It's interesting. The woman came. She had given a bris milah for her first two sons, and they both died. Not sure why it's her who did the milah. It's the husband, whatever. So I guess maybe her first two sons were. Had a bris milah and they died. So shlishi haviyato lefana. They brought the third one before me. Raisi shehu edam. I saw that he's red. Amarti lo. I said to her, Hamtini acha yibala lo domo. Wait until the blood gets absorbed. So himtina lo acha nivla ba domo. Shdomo. She waited. Umala oso v'chayin. And she had did the bris milah and the baby survived. By yukorin oso nasan ba'al yosmi. They named the baby after me. Nasan ba'al. They named it after me. Shuv pa macha halach le medinas kapotkia. I went to the kapotkia.
They named the baby after the bris. I think of the
I don't know. Would they name the baby the bris that back then also? I don't know if that was the minute then.
I saw that he was yellow. Itzatzi bo below reisi bo dam bris.
So I figured that I can't, there's no blood there. So two things Rashi says. Number one, it won't be a toughest dam bris if I do the milah. Number two, it's yellow. So what do you do? Lo, hamtini lo acha yipa bo dam. I'll wait till the blood comes in. Hamtini lo molo osa, v'chaya, and he lived, v'yukor and shemo, nasa mab v'yashmi. And they named him by me, after me. Question is that, isn't there a machlokas, whether or not if you have two sons die, does a third son have to have a milah? Here it seems to indicate. You can say two things. Either you can say that this is going on to my normally need three, or you can go on. And he looked at the baby and said, "Listen, they didn't die because they were hemophiliacs. They died because they didn't wait. So I know that what the problem was here. So I don't have to worry. I can give them wait till the jaundice goes away, and then
look,
do the first meal.
The previous two didn't do that.
Right.
It could be that the first two they didn't realize
exactly.
They,
exactly.
So then it's not like they did everything and then
exactly.
So.
Right, exactly. Okay, now the Gemara Mishnah is going to continue talking about milah on Shabbos. So now we're talking about washing the baby before the milah and afterwards. Okay. So, marchitzin, es hakatan, you can wash the boy with warm water that was warmed up on Shabbos, I guess, right? Marchitin es hakatan bein lifnei mila, whether it's before the mila to strengthen him, I guess, or bein la'achar mila in order for refuah afterwards. U'mezalfin alav b'yad v'lo b'kli, and you can sprinkle hot water on him with your hand, but not with a kli. Right away, that's a steer. You just said you can wash. Now you say you only can sprinkle. So what's going on? Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Omer, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, no, marchitzin es hakatan biyom hashlishi shechal yos b'Shabbos. Even if the bris was during the week and the third day falls out on Shabbos, you can wash the baby in hot water on that on Shabbos. Why? Shenemar, he says, because when it came to, when Shimon and Levi came, killed all the people in Shechem, what day did they come? They came on the third day after Bris Mila. We know that that's a very dangerous day. So it's mashma that even on the third day, there's still sakana. Machlok is whether, and Rishonim, whether or not it means you can come the second on Friday. What about the second day? Does it mean even the third day? Or does it mean up to including the third day? So it depends. It really depends on the parshanut that you have about Shechem. Like, was the third day specifically the worst day? Oh, they came on the third day because on the third day they were already weakened from all the pain that they had on the first and second, and now they came on the third day as well. So that's the machlokas. So suffik, if you have a suffik, Rashi explains suffik, but not, I don't think it's pshat. Rashi says suffik is, it's on Shabbos, you have a suffik of someone, a baby who is an 8-month old baby, born in the 8th month, or born in the 9th month. Again, an 8th month in the times of the Gemara, they assumed it was, Evan B'Alma wasn't going to survive. We don't do that nowadays. I think the suffik would probably be the easy way to explain the suffik. I think that's the way the Meiri explains the suffik, is that it's a suffik ben shmashal. So you don't know whether it was born on Friday or born on Shabbos, right? So suffik, and also the androgynous which has the siman zachros and the kavus, aim the chal lavas of Shabbos. So you don't do chal Shabbos based on what the Meiri is saying. So you don't do, if you have a suffik ben shmashal, so you don't do the bris on Shabbos. Do the bris on Sunday. But Rabbi Huda Matir ben androgynous. Rabbi Huda Matir is by androgynous because we learn it from a pasuk. Okay. Gemara asks right away the apparent stira in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah said in the second din that you can sprinkle on the nimol on Shabbos warm water with your hand, but not with the kli. So the Gemara says, at the beginning of the Mishnah, you said, marchitin, you can wash the katan. So I can wash them. Why did you tell me? I only sprinkle it? I can wash the katan on Shabbos. That's mashma kedarko. I can wash it. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, Rav Rabu, the Army Tavayu, they both answered as followed. The Mishnah is talking about ketzotani. The Mishnah is giving them in the mechanism of how you can do it. We say marchitin that's a katan. You can wash the katan in hot water. Bein lifnei amila, bein la'achar amila. Ketzad, how can you go about doing that? Rechitza mizalfin ala biyad of a little bit kli. You can sprinkle with your hand, but not with the kli. Amar Rav. Rav says, wait, what are you talking about? Hamrechartin katani. It says you can wash. It doesn't say ketzad. It says this is how you go about washing it. It says marchitin that's a katan. So he has to explain the Mishnah differently. Ela Amar Rava Hachi Katani. This is how you explain the Mishnah. Read it as follows. Marchitzin es a katan. You can wash the katan on Shabbos. Bein milipnei hamila, bein la'achar mila. Before and after. By Yom HaRishon Kedarko. On the first day, if that's the day of the mila, then you can do it. But, uvayom HaShlishi, if the third day after the mila, I'm not sure what happens the second day, but if the third day of the mila, Chal Yos B'Shabbos falls out on Shabbos, then I can't do it Kedarko. Then, Mizalpin Olav B'yada V'alo B'kli. Then I can, in order to wash, I can wash by sprinkling it with my hand and not with the kli. Comes Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Omer, no. Marchitin es hakatan, you can even wash the katan kedarko by Yom HaShlishi Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Even on that third day, you can do regular washing just like on the first day. Shenemar by Hiva Yom HaShlishi B'Yosam Koavim. Because the third day is dangerous as well. That's how you read it according to Rava. Atanik Avasi de Rava. We have a brisa that goes explicitly like Rava's explanation of the Mishnah. Rice says as follows. Marchitzin, you can wash hakatan bein lifnei amila bein la'achar amila b'yom rishon kedarko. Do it on day one if it's on Shabbos in the regular way. B'yom ha'shlishi, if Shabbos is the third day, shechal yos b'Shabbos mazal pin alav biyad. You can sprinkle with your hand. Rabbi Lozman Zayir Omer, no, marchitzin es hakatan b'yom ha'shlishi shechal yos b'Shabbos. You can sprinkle, you can wash the katan kedarko even if the third day falls out on Shabbos. Ba'afu pish ein raya. The Brisa says, even though there's no pure raya from the Torah, even after we change raya davar, zeich davar. There is a hint in the Torah that the third day is a dangerous day, and therefore you can wash the baby on that day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ahibi yom hashlishi biyosam koavim. So the Brisa continues, ukushay mizalfin. When you do this sprinkling, aim mizalfin lo bekos. You can't use it to sprinkle that straight from a cup, below bekaara, and not from a bowl, below bekli, and not from any utensil, ela biyad. You do it with your hand. So Asan l'Tanakama. So this last part of the mission of the Braisa is clearly going back to the Tanakama. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doesn't have any issues with washing. The zeal of the son going on the Tanakama, so you throw that back up to the Tanakama. So my afal pish ain raya l'davar zecher davar. What do you mean it's not a raya? It's only a zecher. It says in the pasuk, "Vayibi yom shlishi v'yosam kolavim." That should be a raya, not just a zecher. So he says, "Mishum the gadol lo solik bisra haya katan solik bisra dechaya." It's different. Recovery for an adult who's circumcised is different than recovery of an 8-day-old who's circumcised. Tell me if it's true or not. That the adult has a longer recovery period, so maybe they were much more pained on the third day than a regular baby would be on the third day. But that, so it's not a raya, it's just a zecher.
You take more
of the baby. I don't know. You're a urologist. Is it?
Painful
to one. But when you suck, so kids do a lot better in their recovery. Yeah, okay. They suckle on that wine, they're good to go. Okay. Hahu the asul kamei de Rava. So we have a maisa of a person who came to bring their son to Rava to do a bila on Shabbos. So they basically ask, "Can we wash the baby?" was the question, pretty much here. But ori le kishmaite, and then Rava he gave him a shita. He said that yeah, on the first day, according to everybody, you can wash regularly. If you're doing the meal today, wash the baby before and after, no problem. So ichlish Rava. Then Rava got sick, and Rava thought that he got sick because he paskin this way. That was in his mind that he was wrong. So, Ichlish Rav, Amar, Ana, Bahade Targimana, the Savil Armeli. Why did I have to argue on the explanation that the elders gave, right? Who said it's usher to wash on the first day. And the only point of Lazar, you're allowed to wash on the first day, but the elders explained the Brisa, which is in the mission of Derek Ketzad, which meant you weren't allowed to sprinkle on the first day. So the Gemara, so he says, Amun Le Rabban L'Rava. So the Rabban said to Rabba, why are you upset? V'hatzanya kavasei demar. You have a brisa that supports you. So Amar Lehu, Rabba says, Masnisa kavasei deika. Now, I may have that brisa, but the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah supports them. How does the language of the Mishnah support them? Mimai. How can you see the Mishnah goes like the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Barahua? Because the Mishnah says like this. Midika Amar, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lazar ben Azaya Omer, Marchitin es hakatan beyom hashlishi shechal yos b'shabbos. He says you can wash the baby on the third if the third day falls out on Shabbos. Now, Iyamart Bishlama, if Tanakama Mizalpik Amar, it makes sense, the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah makes sense, if the Tanakama was holding that you can sprinkle on the first day, Hainu de Kamali Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Marchitzin. And then comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and says, no, you can wash, Marchitzin. Ela Iyamart Tanakama Marchitzin by Yom Arishak Amar, but the Tanakama said you can wash on the first day, Umizalpim by Yom Ashlishib, and you can only sprinkle on the third day. Hi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omar Marchitzin, Af Marchitzin Miboyle. He said you can even wash on the third day. Without the word af, Rabbi says the diyuk in the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Barahua, and that's why I should have passed him like my way. I should have passed him like them, even though I had a brisa supporting me. Okay, ki aser Rabdimi, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar he said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he said the name Rabbi Elazar, halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that what that you may wash the baby with the warm water on the day of, and even on the third day, that's the halacha. That's what he says. Okay.
But that was the only psak he gave. Like, how do you know it's from that one?
That's what they were learning.
I'm sure he has 4,000 questions.
Okay, so when he got to this question, he said, "Allah is like a Elizabeth." You want him to give the whole list of what his conversation was now?
No, I'm saying, how does he know why does he attribute his illness to that psak?
Because that psak may be the one that he knew the people argued with him. I don't know. It happened instantaneously. He got sick right away.
No, courage not to do that.
Right. Listen, these days, Havubam b'marava, right? So they were asking in marava. This whole machlokes in Chachamim Rav Elazar about washing on day one, day three, sprinkling. Does that mean washing the entire body? Does it just mean washing the makom hamila? What does that mean? So harchatas kol gufo, oh harchatas mila, or they can only wash the makom hamila. So Amar Lehu, Ahumei Rabbanan Rav Yaakov Shemei. So one of the Rabbanan whose name was Rav Yaakov said, Mistabro, it makes sense that the machlokes is harchatas kol gufo. They're talking about washing the entire body. Because if you think harchatzas mila, the machlokas is only about washing the makom hamila, mi gara mi chamin agabe maka. Why would washing the baby after the bris be more chamor than washing a wound? The Amar Rav says ein monim chamin v'shemi agabe maka b'shabbos.
you can't, you don't withhold from putting hot water or oil on a wound on Shabbos. So therefore, if you're allowed to do that anyway. So if you come to teach me something about the Mila, you're allowed to put it on the wound? I know you're allowed to put it on the wound. You're allowed to put it on any wound. So washing must be talking about the whole body. Because otherwise, there's no difference between the Mila and a regular wound. So Maskif La Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, wait a second, you can make a chiluk. Lo shani lach, there's no ben chamin shuchmu b'shabbos, l'chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Basically, he says, you could say that there's a difference between by washing the makom mila, and because and you asked, what's the difference from any makom? Well, what the chacham and ma'aser to put on the mila the third day is one second. The maskev of Rav Yosef, v'lo shani lach ben chamin shuchmu b'shabbos l'chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. I love it when I get stuck. No Rashi. V'hachagah b'mila, Rashi says. V'hachagah b'mila, v'huchmu b'shabbos haskinon. Right, we're talking about where it warmed up on Shabbos. Hilchach b'shlishi d'lekas hakanta lo. That's maybe the difference. You're saying that, right? On the third day, you're allowed to sprinkle and wash it. Well, on the third day, there's no real, there's not going to be a real sakana. So we're talking about warming the water up on Shabbos for the baby. Well, that's a big difference. So maybe what the Kabbalah teaches is that you can warm it up on the third day only for the Makom Hamila, not for the entire body. Who says it's for the entire body? So Maskif Lo Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi asks on Rav Yosef, Umay Dahacha B'Chamish Shuchum B'Shabbos Pliyi. Why are you saying here that the Machlok Shin Chacham and Rav Zayir is talking about water that was warmed up on Shabbos? Dilma, maybe B'Chamish Shuchum B'Erev Shabbos Pliyi. Maybe they're only talking about water that was warmed up in Erev Shabbos. And then there's no, again, if the water is warmed up in Erev Shabbos, then there's no difference between the meal on the third day and the wound. Just like you can put hot water, the pre-warmed hot water. And you can't warm up the hot water for a wound on Shabbos. Maybe we're talking about pre-warmed water. So Amar Abai, Ana Abai Daf Shanile, I wanted to answer this question. The Kandam Shanile Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef jumped up in front of me, and he answered before me. Mipnei Shasakana Hulo. If you don't wash the baby on Shabbos, it's a sakana. And therefore what? There must be Rashi's Devadai Mas Nisin Chamin Shuchu B'Shabbos Nami Shari B'Yom Harishonim L'Rolot Afish Lishi Ipadeshim Minias Chamin Sakana Hilo. We must be talking about water warmed up on Shabbos, because we're talking about a dangerous situation. So any place where Chachamim allow, or Rav Elazar allows in his Shita, we're talking about water that's warmed up on Shabbos. So water that's warmed up on Shabbos, so maybe that means only to do the Makom Hamila, because we're talking about water that's warmed up on Shabbos. Itmar Nami, Ki Asa Ravin, Amar Rabivo, Amar Lazar, Amar Lo Rabivo, Amar Yochan, Halach and Rav Lazar ben Azariah, Halach like Rav Lazar ben Azariah, that you can wash the baby, whether it's on the first day, whether it's on the third day, Beim Lecham and Shehuchu b'Shabbos, whether the water was warmed on Shabbos, Beim Lecham and Shehuchu the Erev Shabbos, whether the water was warmed on the Erev Shabbos, Bein Harchatzis called Gufo, Bein Harchatzis Mila, whether you can wash the whole body, you can wash the Makom Hamila, Mipnei Shesakana Hilo, because it is a sakana for the baby. Right, I think that's how we paskin. Shin Lamed Aleph. Okay.
But it's preferable, obviously, if you can, like nowadays,
of course,
you have water prepared.
Before Shabbos, of course. Gufa. Okay, let's go back. Amarav, Amon, and Chabbos. Shabbos. You don't withhold putting hot water or the oil on the wound on Shabbos. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Notein chutz lamaka, v'shosas v'yo lamaka. No, you have to do it in a certain way. Put it on the body, let it drip down onto the wound. Don't do it directly. You can't put the shemen or the hot water on some sort of tube on a moch and to put it on the maka. It's a raya to Shmuel, because you see here it's a kasha and Rab. Rab says there's no problem. You just put it right down. Ain monim. And here the Bryce says you withhold it. So hasam, the Marsh says there hasam mishum schita. No, here we're talking about there. It's not a problem of a rufu issue. You put it on the moch is an absorbent item. They don't want you put it on the moch to put it on, because there's a problem with schita. You may squeeze it out. It's a different problem. Tashma, learn another brisa. Ein nosin chamin v'shemen agabe moch shagabe makam Shabbos. You can't put hot water or oil on the moch on a makam Shabbos. Again, that's a question on Rav, who Rav says you're allowed to put it on. The problem is mishum schita. We're worried about squeezing the moch. But Tanaka Vasi de Shmuel, we have a brisa like Shmuel. Ain't no sin chamin v'shemen agabe makam Shabbos, but no sin chutz l'makam v'shosir yod l'makam. Exactly what Shmuel says.
don't put it directly on the maka, put it on and let it drip down. It happens to be, we've come across this a few times, when breaking down, there's a famous machlokas. We had the following case. We said you're allowed to have washed the baby with hot water before and after. Right, so now you're supposed to wash the baby before. Now what happens if you have a mila and you only have hot water to wash the baby before, but then you're not going to have enough hot water for after the mila? Right, so what would end up happening then, in order to wash the baby afterwards, you're going to have to warm up the water now on Shabbos. So are you not allowed to wash the baby because now you're gonna put the baby in the sakana? You can put the baby in the sakana, which is then gonna require you to warm up the water on Shabbos. So can you do that? So it's a major machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. The Baal HaMor and the Rashba and the Ran say you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you know a sakana is gonna come about. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says you're allowed to do that. And Rabbi Rashba always explained. He says that the machlokes, it's a more of a shas machlokes, whether you take a long term view or short term view of mitzvos. The Baal HaMor says you gotta take a long term view of what's going on. The long term view is you're putting yourself in a situation where you get a guarantee you're gonna have to do Chilul Shabbos. Granted, if you do it, now you have to do Chilul Shabbos to save the baby, but why put yourself in the situation? The Ramban says, no, you gotta look at the mitzvos here and now. Right now I have a mitzvah to do Bris Milah. So do the Bris Milah. Now afterwards I have to warm the water, so then you warm the water afterwards. But it's a way to take a long term or short term view of Bris Milah. Okay, let's do a little bit longer. Tana Rabbanan, we're learning a braisa, Nosan Agabe Yamaka Moch Yavish. You can put a dry moch on the wound, Usvog Yavish, and a dry sponge, sort of like a band aid, it doesn't have any medicine on it, it's just protecting me. About low gemi yavish, but not this dry reed, below kisisin, or the pieces of clothing yavishin, because they apparently have healing powers. So kasha ketitin akatitin. There's a kasha from ketitin akatitin. The ratio we said you can put the moch yavish, and the same said you can't put the ketitin. They're both like these parts of the clothing, right? Why can you do one and not the other? So the kasha ha, the safer says that it's aser. It's bechadati. That's talking about a new one that was never put on a wound. So if it was never put on a wound before, that apparently has medicinal value. V'habba tiki, the ratio which allows you to put the moch on, that's with an older one that no longer has any medicinal value. Am rabbi ishmamina hani katitin masu. You see from here that these katitin that they can heal. They can heal a wound. Okay. I don't think if you, I'm not sure if that's the halacha if you're allowed to do that. I know.
Medicinal,
I think that's where you had in advance. Here you only had one. That's when you warmed it up beforehand. I'm not sure. I hear you. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day. I'll look it up. I'm not sure.